Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yourself, could you ever forget about what you have felt? Do you think we could talk this out? Maybe try to set things straight. Please try to relate. And it's a shame that we can't hate the world together.
Everything's all right, I know you're staying.
That was cool.
Haha, get it?
Because the song's called It's Cool.
Nice.
Do you get it? Hey, everybody. We are No More Blue Tomorrows. And we've got a couple more songs for you. This next song is called Never Know. It's about not knowing stuff. And it goes like this.
I know what I said, to think that I said it wrong. But these apologies for everything we've done won't ever fix it. It seemed like such a waste, what people take for granted, what we take for granted. Tomorrow you anticipate. Forever is a very long time to wait, especially when forever feels like every day. Nothing means anything unless you want it to. I don't care about that as long as I'm with you.
Thank you, Joel.
Yeah, it's definitely a mix.
It's helping a lot. It's making me sound like I know how to sing. Everything's auto-tuned. We got time for a couple more, I think. Let's do Funny Story. Yeah. This is a song called It's Kind of a Funny Story. It's about a Zach Galifianakis movie, and it goes like this. ¶¶
matches on the wall from patients down the hall. Color canvas painted by them all for the colors of the fall. Premonitions of perdition now before it's all gone by. Tried and true, these walls we whisper here. Sanity subsides. Don't ever believe a word they say, my friend. It'll come back and haunt you in the end. Don't ever believe a word they say, my friend. It'll come back and haunt you in the end, yeah. Never decide, but it's not on. So real, but give me time, my messed up head will heal. Constant fear that grips me might go by. Stick around, I'll try to play the pawn in a game that's all but lost. Tried and true, these walls be whispers here, the sanity exhausts.
Okay, let's do, you want to do I Got You? I ask as though we don't have a set list right in front of us. They don't know that. Now they do, but.
Now they do, yeah.
Here's a Cher song, it's called I Got You. Oh yeah, I count this one, don't I? 1, 2, 3, 4!
Some fun. was a dream. Now this is something, what we've got, you and me. You and me. Set it up! It's a dream. Now this is something, what we've got, you and me. You and me. Packing up my car with my only one guitar. Gonna try till I fall off the earth. I'm gonna play in every bar. I may never be a star, and that's alright, I still got you. And that's alright, I still got you. And that's alright.
Sweet. Cool. Thank you all so much. Thank you for having us. We have one more number for you. This is kind of a slow one. This is a really sentimental song. So get ready to cry. We're no more blue tomorrows. This is a song called Chaperone.
Oh, God.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you cry.
Another drink, another chain of sun. I sing a song for you. If we go out again, again. Another night and it's almost 4 a.m. You said it's warm outside. I said I'll sleep when I'm dead. I need a chaperone. I can't bear to fall asleep in the snow. Chaperone. Getting late now, 10:30. Well, I'd be cool if all we did was talk. Was talk. Sun is up and I'm lying in the grass, searching for the pieces of that glass. I need a chaperone. Can't seem to let it be. I'm there. awake and I'm lying in a van, out on old 66, wondering where it all began. Thinking Texas, well I sure had fun. I'll drink my Lone Star first, then I guess we're done. I need a chaperone.
Thank you to No More Blue Tomorrows. They will be in the studio shortly, but in the meantime, enjoy 91.5 WMFU.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Mm-hmm.
On the town with Mikey D. That was the Sinai Valentine with Deeper. And we have some tomorrows in here.
You have three of them. Actually, you have no more.
No more.
No more blue tomorrows.
No more blue tomorrows.
Well, you can have other color tomorrows, I suppose.
Well, I mean, when I saw it was no more blue tomorrows, I'm like, well, thank heavens there's still purple tomorrows.
Like, goodness golly. I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I love my purple tomorrows.
Me too. That's my favorite color, purple.
I mean, that's usually my signature color, and thankfully there's no cameras here.
I was going to say.
Because otherwise I am totally
not repping the purple today.
Going against brand.
Unbelievable. Oh, no. Very off message for you.
Yeah, so, all right. When I saw it was you guys playing it, I was like, no more blue tomorrows. Where is that from?
That's a line from a David Lynch film.
Okay.
Yeah. We thought it sounded cool. We had a whole list of like 100 names, which I feel like as soon as we decided on the name, we were like, kind of silly.
So many names.
So we had like 100 names and we just couldn't pick one. And this one just kept coming up. So we were like, let's just go for it. Why not? Names are silly.
Names are silly. But I must say it suits what you play.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
It suits what you play with, you know, doing the kind of folk and some of the country and the blues and the shuffle songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're kind of like a alternative, folky, rocky, like a little bit of everything, but definitely I feel like bands a lot of times you kind of make the name work. You know what I mean? Like when you hear Smashing Pumpkins, you like think of that sound. You think of that band. But I'm sure when they first had the name, people were like, what is this?
It's one of those, like, what came first, the sound or the name?
Right, yeah.
And people, one of the first things they brought up when they heard the name was, wow, it's a lot of syllables. Panic at the Disco.
It's the same amount of syllables.
Right,
same
amount of syllables.
And they're famous.
So it's like, what came first, the sound or the name? And it's...
They're also good, which helps.
Yeah,
they are good. They're pretty good.
They're pretty good. I think those boys have a future.
Career. It's only one guy.
That is now, yeah.
Yeah, it's only now one guy.
He fired the rest of them. He was too good for them. See you later.
So I was looking through your Facebook page, and you did mention that your songs are up on Spotify and YouTube, and you have music videos out. And
yeah.
One of the things I did not notice, and we are a big fan of Bandcamp. Where the hell is your music on Bandcamp?
So, I'm also a huge fan of Bandcamp. Love it.
Yes.
Once our album is fully finished, we're going to post the whole thing up on Bandcamp,
so you're gonna
and it'll be
do the full record on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I don't want to post like one little taste at a time. Okay. And I mean, again, I'm
that's a relief.
Yeah, it'll be up there.
We
for
love
sure.
Bandcamp here.
I mean, I prefer Bandcamp over Spotify, but for now, Spotify. Don't give me that look, Zach.
I love
but,
Spotify.
But for now, Spotify.
No, it's Spotify.
It doesn't work good on my phone.
That's fair.
Well,
I have an old phone.
Oh, well, yeah. And if you have the free version of Spotify, you can't skip or anything like that. I mean, I'm not saying anything like, you know, hidden or anything, so that's why I have no problem saying this on the air. That is a hemorrhoid. I'll say it's a hemorrhoid.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, when I first got Spotify, I was like, I didn't know about that. I should have. Like, you pay for things that you want premium of. So I was mowing my lawn, mowing my parents' lawn. I'm not
the homeowner over here.
Let's be real. And I was listening to Spotify, and an ad came on, and I swear I let go of the lawnmower.
Sound like there's a person in your ear. Like,
I was like, who, I thought a bug got in my ear. If you're going to do Spotify, you probably should just pay for it.
Yeah.
Or just use Bandcamp.
Yeah.
That's my hot take.
Or just
or
listen to all your music
off your
here.
Lawnmower.
Or your phone.
Just listen. or you could listen to your music here.
Stream all your music here.
We have several local based shows.
Yes.
Here at WMFL.
And you guys stream online, so
and we do.
You can listen to it.
Yeah.
And we do. And I just found this out. I guess this may be a new-ish development. There's actually a chat feature on our website.
Whoa.
Which
so
I did not use. We could talk in real time. We don't have to rely on Messenger or any of that biz.
Wow, that is legit.
Or
none of the corporate biz,
what did you say?
Man.
Any of that split?
Any
of that spit?
I think I said spit, but split would have been cool.
Yeah,
that would have been cool.
That would have been way cooler. Thank you.
nuts. So I did see you guys had are having a really busy October.
Yeah.
Do tell.
I don't know. It just lined up that we had a ton of shows booked. I mean, we've been pretty busy for the past couple of months. But yeah, October, just a lot of local gigs. Me and Peter, the drummer over here, are from Nashua. And Zach is from Derry, which is not super far away. But we ended up booking a lot of shows in Nashua, which we don't usually do. It just lined up. And it's been really fun, you know, getting back in the home turf a little bit. We did a lot of touring over the summer. Big tours, but, you know, New York and Vermont and Maine. It's good to be back home here and there, you know.
Sure.
But I think we're probably going to have a busy month, the rest of October, November. I kind of want to take a little bit of time off in December to, like, write and finish recording, which I think is the plan now. But then new year, you know, new album, tour, all the videos will be out. So that's the plan now.
Hey.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
No, that feels like a solid plan.
Yeah.
I just came up with it. They're looking at me. They're like, oh, is this the plan?
This sounds good. Say,
yeah, that's a good, like, that's good, a good thing.
Why not?
Boys.
New year, new me.
Well, we don't really practice, so we only talk at interviews with each other.
Yeah, this is our band meeting.
This is our band meetings are only held live on air.
God, pretty much. It's so good to meet you guys.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
You're so handsome in person.
I think you were the first band I've heard performing in Studio D mention the fact that you're all facing each other while you play.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really special.
That was special. We don't usually look at each other.
Right? That was really special. Let's never do that again.
Yeah. It was enough of that.
We were just absolutely marinating in each other's gaze the whole time.
We were just locked.
I'm caught.
Eyes locked.
let's move on. Kidding. Yeah. No,
so I don't think I've ever encountered a band that actually mentioned that and just said, mentioned how different that feels rather
we're just so used to being in the practice space.
With the October you've had.
It's a busy October. Yeah, big stages.
You've been on stages.
Big October.
Those small stages add up to a really big stage.
Exactly. You put them all together, it's one big stage.
No. Well, we also,
that's a great way to look at that.
we also practice, should I break the irony?
Yeah.
We do practice
like stage,
as if we're playing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've done that with other bands too, and sometimes it is really weird. You know, in a former band of Connor and I's, our guitar player would insist on always standing on the same side.
Yes.
Of the stage.
Very close.
Because he was really nervous that it would change his playing.
Yeah. Which is kind of true, I guess.
There's some kind of truth to that. Yeah. And he was like, really, like, yeah, I gotta be on the same side.
Well, he'd do a lot of windmills. So I think he was worried about whacking something.
Oh, true. Okay.
That's for true.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm kind of used to that. So when I do get to, like, see the band, I feel like we do practice better that way, but it does take you out of it. It takes you a little bit out of
the... Well,
it's
great for studio. We played pretty well, looking at each other.
I feel nice.
I didn't know you guys were good at music. Until I watched... When I just watched you play, I was like, wow, they're not bad.
I thought we were just practicing.
They're pretty good.
That was just the headphones.
and especially since it was your first time ever playing guitar...
Yeah, I just learned today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
wrote
yesterday.
All the songs and learned today.
That was good. How'd you do that?
Thank you. I'm a fast learner.
Pretty carefully.
I watched a couple of YouTube videos, you know.
So with all of these shows, one of the things I really like are road stories. So with all of these shows that you've been playing over the past month and over the summer, has anything like stuck out for you? Like since you've been kind of hitting the road around New England and New York,
a lot of standard partying, I guess.
Aww.
Not too much partying, but pretty standard partying, I suppose.
Partying.
Me and Peter,
what
have
is
tour
that
stories.
Anymore?
Formal invites, sweaters.
You know, we stand in a circle
cups.
And we, you know, just look at our phones and we drink. And
yeah, that's it.
Behind two beers, we keep it very moderate.
We nervously talk to each other and not girls.
Sometimes one of us sits down.
We go to a club and just stand on our own and just watch other people dance.
Oh my lord!
Well, one thing we have been trying to do more while we're on the road is just see the sights.
Okay.
We actually were blessed to set up gear hours before one of our shows, and we were like, what do we do with ourselves? We saw the sights, and it feels a lot more, it's a great way for bands to know their audience a little bit better if they're in an unfamiliar place. We play in Plattsburgh, New York a lot.
Yeah, way upstate.
Okay. College Town, right?
Yeah.
Like they're,
yeah.
They're
SUNY Plattsburgh.
Yeah, just wasn't sure what school, but
yeah.
Man, there are a lot of, there's a cool community down there.
Fun town, yeah.
A lot of just interesting people.
A lot of interesting people.
That we wouldn't have seen had we not gone to formal parties with sweaters and red coats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we have no crazy, I feel like, I mean, me and Peter are old now. We're 28, so.
Yeah, and I'm an old man trapped in this body, yeah. So.
He's spiritually old. He goes to sleep at like 1 o'clock in the morning. We stay up till like 5 a.m.
All right. All right, full disclosure, we were talking before we went on air, and
yes.
We were discussing, you know, how long I've been at the station, which has been quite a long time, because I am some years old, and
some amount of years,
and
more than I think years old.
Which one of you said when I started with the station, oh, I was 3.
Yeah, that was a bit.
He was wrong about that, though. Yeah, I was lying about he doesn't even that. Know how old he is.
I'm a few years
I'm
old,
like,
I guess.
I'm like, I was 8, and he's like, I was 3. Yeah, how was old, like, do you think I am
I
versus
don't know.
You? We're almost the same age.
Yeah, and, I know
and,
we are.
And then I said a whole bunch of things that we should not say on the air at 9 in the
and then it hurt my feelings, and I had to be honest.
Yeah. I wasn't around for that. What are you guys doing?
Yeah, no.
Peter was a little, he was a little fast. Late because he was working.
It was embarrassing. Let's just put it that way.
Awesome.
All right. So,
don't feel embarrassed. You have wisdom.
No.
So, that's what I'll call it. I've joked that I've had to start lying about my age because being honest does not work. Mm-hmm. No, but so with it, with all of your touring, have you found that certain areas are a lot more receptive to the kind of myriad of styles that you played, that you expressed here live?
Definitely. I feel like we do good with like more like, I don't want to say townie because that sounds bad, but I'm a townie. We do better with like townie-ish kind of crowds and like, you know, raucous like kind of bar crowds.
Okay.
I feel like our demographic is like 35-year-olds. 35-year-olds trying to like hold on to their youth. I feel like that's our prime demo.
Like, I remember. Right.
Yeah, like townie versions of that.
Well, I mean, and townie, I don't know, like we
I am that. I'm not talking trash.
No, I'm a townie too. But I think it has to do with like what people, if you think of a townie, it's like someone who is familiar with the area and are seeing and hearing music that is Zach, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't worry about him.
I'm just seeing this, the oldest baby crying in the corner.
Oh, God.
music that is familiar, but new to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in larger cities, Connor, you've told me this plenty of times, there's a lot of congestion in the city. So in cities.
Very oversaturated.
Like, very oversaturated, and a lot of people trying to play new music, which is obviously good. We need new music,
mm-hmm.
or new takes on certain things, and we're trying to put a new take on very familiar styles. So
we're kind of curators, like, in that way.
Like, I don't know that I've ever played like country rock drums and tried to blend punk with that. I'm kind of a punk and metal drummer at heart.
Mm.
So playing like
shuffle
loud
songs.
Shuffles, yeah. Loud country, like train beats. That's a little familiarity, a little spice.
Yeah.
For the kids.
I feel like also we kind of do, I don't know if we've encountered a lot of resistance anywhere we play it. I feel like we do pretty good kind of wherever. Mm. I feel like definitely big cities, because we're not like a hip band. Like, we wear, like, flannels and jeans.
What's that supposed to
mean? Flannels, Zach. We're not hip, you know? So I feel like the bigger cities, sometimes people want
what's like brand new. Like you're saying, they want what's really brand new. They want something super hip. We're not a hip band.
They hate flannels in the big city.
They hate flannels in big cities.
As far as I know.
Oh, Lord.
We're just a couple of New Hampshire boys.
Okay.
You know. But we had fun everywhere. Like, me and Peter played in L.A. and had a great time there. And we played in, like, the middle of nowhere, like, North Dakota and had a great time there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good. So, remind everyone again where they can reach you. Obviously not Bandcamp yet.
Not Bandcamp yet. You can go on Spotify, though. Spotify. You can go on Facebook. You can go on Instagram. YouTube. No More Blue Tomorrows. If you type that in, we will come up because there's nothing else.
Yep.
Excellent.
Unless you're really into David Lynch films. But
well, hey,
but you're probably not.
There's an audience you could tap into.
Oh, yeah. We did a show maybe 6 months ago or so at this place in Manchester, and a guy in the audience came up after and he was like, I love how you got a David Lynch reference into your band name.
So bizarre.
I'm like, what? How do you know? I'm like,
Who told you? Who are you?
Yeah. Who sent you? I mean, he pulls a mask off. He is David Lynch. He's the only person who cares about the movie.
Getting doxxed in Manchester.
Right? Yeah, we have fun.
Lord.
Yeah. But yeah, you can find us anywhere. No More Blue Tomorrows. It'll come up somewhere, I'm sure.
I'd like to look up... I want to see if there's a result for No More Blue Tomorrows, David Lynch... Like if you searched that, it would give you the scene.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that.
Okay. Yeah,
it'd be that guy from the show.
But I think we're probably bigger than that movie at this point. So at least that one. Not where my goal in this band is to get bigger than his other film, Mulholland Drive. Is that it?
Yeah.
Get bigger than that film.
Okay.
That's his big one, right? I think we can do that. David Lynch is listening to this. He's like, not a chance, kid.
I want my drumming to remind people
he's
of
like,
David Lynch.
Bad band name.
I don't like that band name.
Stinks.
Change your name.
We lost a fan tonight.
All right. Before we devolve, poor Zach's going to fall over.
Oh, God.
Zach's Benjamin Buttoning over here.
He's turning into a baby.
You're all right.
I'm three again.
He's three again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in and playing.
Thank you so much.
You can find them on the Facebook, on the YouTube. How many music videos right now?
There's three.
Okay. So
a fourth forthcoming.
Yep. And we got some
a
covers
fourth
up there.
Coming.
A forthcoming.
Fourth forthcoming. And some covers up there, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So check them on YouTube. Check them on the Facebooks. Check them on the Spotifys. But not on the Bandcamp.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in. I'll let you guys break down all of that other fun stuff. And I got to wrap up the show anyway.
Right on.
Hey.
So, well, all right.
Good night, San Diego.
Good night, and the surrounding area.
Good night, San Diego.
Woo!
All right. Thank you so much to No More Blue Tomorrows. I wish you a happy purple tomorrow.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
All right. That will be wrapping up for On the Town with Mikey D. We have... Who is it? Mad Painter coming in next week. Andrew will be behind this mic. And I'm going to end the show like I started the show with the birthday boy, producer Joel. Here's Hard Task at Hand from What About Naomi. See you next time, 91.5 WMFO. Nothing's ever